Well, folks, as we finish out the show, we are going to open our inbox, and I have the fabulous Jackson Dunn, who is part of our marriage team here at Focus on the Family, for only a few days longer, but we're milking him for all he's worth in these last few hours. So thank you, Jackson.
Thanks for having me.
You are a relationship expert, and you are no longer an expert just because you're not going to work at Focus. So
you're the first one that said that. Thank you very much for
that. We're tapping into your expertise.
That's right.
Well, this is going to be fun because this is also great. You're also a guy, so you can speak into this one because of this. This girl says, I have been in a relationship for 2.5 years now. It is long distance, so sometimes I struggle with how many friends he has that are women. Most of them he's known since childhood, but still I feel jealous. Even though he's open about his interactions with women at work and his close friends, and I don't worry about him cheating, is it wrong that I'm still jealous? They have dinner, coffee with other people around. I'm not sure how to handle this. Guidance would be very much appreciated.
This is a tough one. Yeah. I mean, and really, it's inherent to any long distance relationship. And I've answered questions on this for years of people, can we do it? And is it possible? And should we do it? And it is possible. There are just inherent difficulties. The fact that you are living two separate lives, but trying to join yourselves together as much as you can, that's just difficult, regardless of what's going on, where you are. And so in this, I think both have a role to play. You know, we always talk about relationship, especially maybe one moving towards marriage. Ultimately, it's going to be you, the other person, and your marriage. So I think one thing for her, it would be important. Could she befriend some of these closer friends? Mm-hmm. Can she begin walking life with them a little bit, a relationship that exists there, a way for them to stay connected, you know, something that she appreciates, the fact that they're with him and that there's a relationship there. So could she build a comfort level with them? Because I want to say it's very normal to feel jealous, even when you know your head's telling you, I mean, everything's okay. There's just something about that relationship that you're naturally going to be kind of leaning in a little bit and wondering. I think for him, you have to make some concessions as well. There's got to be some healthy boundaries there. Mm-hmm. I know for me, when Krista and I started dating, we started dating at the same school and a little Christian college. And I had a lot of girlfriends before, friends that were girls. Mm-hmm. I'm not a player. back in the day, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. No, I had a lot of friends that were girls and we were very close. And she was totally cool with me maintaining those relationships. But I realized I needed to back off a little bit. Am I spending time alone with them now that I'm dating her?
Right.
I think he needs to be able to really look at that and go, can I have healthy boundaries while still maintaining a healthy relationship? And yeah. So I think they've both got a role to play. Can she engage in a way that brings a little bit of peace and comfort to that? Mm-hmm. Can he disengage in certain ways that are going to show her there's going to be that evidence of those boundaries and the time spent? And even if there are going to be people around, do you need to be going solo, one-on-one, going to hang out with someone? Can we make it more about the groups? Can we just be careful, even though you trust yourself and even though you're never going to do anything like that? I think we've got to put some good boundaries in place, just those extra stopgaps, especially because it is long distance and it's hard to have those regular check-ins face-to-face. It becomes very easy to rely on those ones that are face-to-face.
Yeah. I mean, you think that there's got to be a natural progression towards kind of a separation if you're starting to talk about marriage and stuff like that and just seeing the shift in roles and stuff like that. And it kind of makes me wonder, I mean, you know, is he getting something from these other relationships? You know, because especially the long distance, is he getting needs met, companionship? Are they his emotional sounding board? And I think that's where both of them could probably have an honest conversation about not muddying the waters to make sure that it's not some kind of a crutch, but really, you know, yeah, healthy friendships, we're in a group, we've known each other, we're in class together, we're whatever, versus, oh yeah, you know, I just have to run to her with every issue I have. That's a whole different issue, I think.
Lisa, that's it. I mean, really, I think both have to really take a hard look, because she's going, I'm not afraid of him cheating. I'm really okay with this. Mm-hmm. Are you? Mm-hmm. And then for him, are you leaning? I mean, are you seeking that, as you said, companionship or that running to process something when you should be? Mm-hmm. Seeking that, even though it's not face to face, are you running to her? Is your knee jerk the woman is most who's most valuable in your life? Is that your knee jerk? Is that your default? Because it is okay to have those opposite sex relationships as you move into marriage. Now, again, I believe those in a couple aspect, couple friends.
Right.
But are there some guys in his life that he could begin investing in? They could invest in him.
Right.
That if there's that need of a sounding board, that he starts moving towards that, just again, protecting himself, protecting the girlfriend, protecting the relationship.
Yeah, good points. Jackson Dunn, thank you so much for weighing in.
Thanks.
Hey, everyone. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. Of course, we want you to be sharing the show with your friends and weighing in on the blog as well. What did you think? Did you agree, disagree? Do you have a story to share related to that? Otherwise, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.